Good morning. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. This is the Good Morning interview, and I'm Kate Grumbles. With me in the studio is members of Peter Wooten and Slacktide, here to talk about some concerts and Sledgehammer tonight and tomorrow night. Thank you guys for being here.
You're very welcome. Thank you, guys.
Very excited to be here back in Sitka.
Yeah, back in Sitka. Would you mind going around and kind of introducing yourselves and talking about what bands are here in the studio today?
So I'm Joe Torres. I'm from Sledgehammer, the drummer and vocalist. Off to my right here, I got...
I'm Matt Richards. I'm playing with Sledgehammer tonight, and I'm in a band called Annie in the Water.
I'm Peter Wooten. I'm in Sledgehammer and Peter Wooten. Lead.
My name's D. I'm the drummer for Peter Wooten.
Hey, I'm Pab. I'm from Hawaii. I play bass and I play with Sledgehammer and Peter Wooten.
Oh, perfect. Thank you, guys. So what is the lineup of the shows tonight and tomorrow night? Who can we hear?
So tonight, both nights, the doors open at 6. Tonight, the lineup is Slacktide starting off the music, then Sledgehammer and Peter Wooten. Saturday, we got Anel and the Vatos starting the music up, and then Peter Wooten and Sledgehammer. That way, if you're coming to both the shows, it's not going to be the same exact thing that you're seeing twice. You're going to get to experience something different both nights.
Oh, very cool. And you said back in Sitka, so... You've been in Sitka before. Will you tell me about that?
Yeah, so I used to be a fisherman on the Windwalker here, and we did a benefit show up here. And then we did a pop-up show on Sunday, and we got asked to come back and continue to come and bring music to Sitka. So we're very honored and grateful to be able to do that.
Yeah, and right before we came on air, you were kind of talking about, like, the driving motivation for these shows or, like, your mantra. What would you share, kind of what that is?
So, first of all, helping every community that we play in, just giving back, and then being a part of the show experience, too. So not only are you just coming to the show to watch it and sing along with us and be a part of the experience. It's very a healing and powerful experience once we get a full venue in there and everyone's belting out the same tune with us. Yeah. You don't have to know the words, just... open your mouth, move some air, and eventually you'll find the right notes.
Absolutely. And what kind of music will people hear when they come?
So people could technically classify us as a jam band, but we're all over the place. We're anti-genre, if you will. We're psychedelic funk, power fusion, rock. I know that's a lot of words. Peter Wooten over here, he's a Americana, so you're going to hear... probably just about every genre, especially if you come both nights.
That's amazing. Wow. Okay. And you guys are all coming from different places and kind of met in different ways. Would you share where you're from and what brought you up here?
Yeah, so I'm originally from New Hampshire. The band comes out of Colorado. I met Matt over here. He's from New York. We actually have a little funny story of how we met.
Yeah, I'm from upstate New York, Albany area. My band, Annie in the Water, was playing a show out in Denver, Colorado at Cervantes' Other Side. And Joe came to the show, and after we were done, he came up to me. And he's like, yo, what's up? I'm Joe. Would you want to come play some music with me in Alaska? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And so then that just worked out. The other day, I was home with my family. It was Easter, and we're just... talking about like what we're all doing, and my parents are like, so let me get this straight, your band was playing a show in Denver and some guy in a different band invited you to play music at a pizza shop in Alaska with a bunch of people you don't know, and you're just flying out there to meet all of them and play at that pizza shop in Alaska?
I'm like
yeah, that is 100% what I'm doing. That you said it perfectly.
By an observation, I like that.
That's pretty awesome. And the rest of you were from Colorado?
Correct. Yes. Peter Wooten Band is from the Springs. We all met via open jams, and we formed a band about 10 months ago. and we've been playing my original tunes. These guys have put music to all the stuff that I didn't have music to, bass lines, drum notes, everything. So we're just making original music. Hopefully everybody likes it.
Right, old popcorn.
Well, I just want people to know kind of where and when this is happening. So it's tonight and tomorrow night. Doors at 6 p.m., starts at 7 p.m. at the Mean Queen Dungeon.
That's correct.
And where can people get tickets if they're interested?
So right now, up on Sitka Chatters, you can find the event page, and that will bring you onto the ticket link under ticket sales. Or you can, any of the posters around town with that QR code, just scan that QR code, and it'll bring you right to the event link. That will be open to sell up to 7 o'clock. Then the sales will cut off, and we'll be doing tickets at the door until the venue sells out at $20. Right now, you can get them for $14.20. That's our $4.20 special.
Okay, so $14.20 online, but then $20 if you buy it at the doors.
$20 if you buy it at the doors. We all love saving some cash, you know.
Yeah, totally. Well, okay. Is there anything else you want people to know who might be interested in coming tonight or tomorrow night?
It's going to be a very friendly vibe. I mean, if you're like, oh, I'm not quite sure, I'd rather stay in the house, come on out, experience it. You know, once you're out there, you might have a little different viewpoint. Life is all about taking chances, and you don't want to miss out.
And if there's anybody out there that likes birds, I like birds, and this is me, the keyboardist, come through and let me know where to go to see some cool local birds that I can't see on the East Coast, because that'll be much appreciated. Bird nerd.
I'm excited to get back out into the nature. That's one of the beautiful things about coming to play music in Sitka, is we get to connect with the community, we get to connect with the locals, the nature, and everything about it. And who knows, you might see a couple of our songs in the future about our time up here.
Oh, wow.
Starting out. So you come to the shows, and eventually as time moves on, you get to say, oh, well, I saw those guys 10 years ago.
I remember when.
I remember when.
I wrote this song about the time they were up there.
Exactly.
I interviewed them.
I feel like community and like appreciation of nature are like a kind of binding theme between our bands, too. I think that's why it gels so well.
Yeah, you might even see Annie in the Water up here in the near future.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask, do you guys have plans to come back in the future at all?
We do. So our sponsors, our lovely sponsors, AKO Farms and Mean Queen, we've been talking about possibly coming up a few times a year and starting an actual ongoing music community up in here in Sitka and the island community of Alaska.
That's amazing. Wow. Well, thank you guys so much for being here.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us. Also, shout out to the cul-de-sac. You know who you are.
So, quickly, so people kind of have it on the top of their mind, tonight and tomorrow night, doors opening at 6 at Mean Queen. The shows will start at 7. And tickets online at the Eventbrite page and at the door. All right. Thank you guys very much for being here.
If you come at the door and you ask for Joel, he might give you a discount.
Okay. Paz might give you a special show, too.
Come on down.
All right. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.